our young people so that they can become disciple makers way beyond PRBI and invest into their churches. And I'm going to have our students share a little bit more about that afterwards here too. But just some update things from PRBI. Last year, we came up with a partnership with some of our donors that are very invested into the school. So either alumni or just neighbors who really appreciate what we're doing. Some of you guys are part of that as well. I know that. And we want to give a big thanks to you guys. And that partnership that we came up with is called Freshman 3000. That is $3,000 that you see on the board there. But we recognize that finances are hard to come by. We also recognize that we want to see young people rise up and become mature Christian leaders who is going to take on our churches and lead them, who's going to go forth and lead our country. We want to see leaders around in our communities, in the oil fields, in our schools, as teachers, as nurses, in the hospitals, as farmers, wherever we see us Christian people plugged in, we want to invest in them. And so a lot of our friends from PRBI here are investing in to help young people go to school by just giving a little bit to their tuition. So that was last year, and I know a few of us students who are here who were freshmen last year, they really appreciated that, and that makes it possible to spend a year at PRBI and say, I want to get grounded in my faith before I move on into maybe secular education. Because we all know that university is expensive. We all know that college is expensive. So we're trying to help along in that direction. So not only was it exciting last year, we have decided to add this in again this year. So anyone who is coming to PRBI this fall as a freshman or thinking about it, this applies. $3,000 towards your tuition, and it's a pretty sweet gift. So if you know of anyone that would say, wow, this is wonderful, I would love to take advantage of it, grab one of our folders in the back and pass it on to them. Or if you're interested, grab one and then get connected with us afterwards. There's lots of opportunities at PRBI. There's obviously programs like pastoral, missions, worship, and general studies. And those are all wonderful. But some people are like, well, I know for a fact God's not calling me in to be a pastor. But what else can I do while I'm at PRBI that could maybe strengthen my giftings, strengthen my passion, allow me to figure out who I am in Christ so that I can actually do what God has called me to do. So we have different opportunities like that to allow our students to really unfold in all that God created them to be. And one of the cool ways that we're doing that is through our worship arts program. So like drama, our students get to use their giftings there, and you'll see that later on. We've also added in a drawing, painting, and sketching class as well, because we know God is a creative God, and he has actually placed that in us as well, some better than others. And some people actually communicate with God really through drawing and painting and their creativity. And we want to allow that at the school. So this is a class that we've added in, and it's been a really positive add into our school, and our students are really appreciating that they can really be them. There's other opportunities as well, and some of you guys may be familiar with the prison ministry out here in your town. We send students out every year. They come out once a month, maybe twice a month sometimes, and we've done that for over 25 years now, adding our ministry into Peace River. So we're very familiar with the Peace River area as our students are here, but incredible opportunity for our students to actually be part of prison ministry. We also do youth ministry where we're at. We do firefighting right there in Sexsmith. We give our students the opportunity to do that. As well, we are also giving our students an opportunity to go beyond Canada's borders. And so with that, we have added in a REACH program. And that allows our freshman students, after their first year at PRBI, to go somewhere else to do hands-on ministry in a cross-cultural setting. Right now, we have two teams out in the world. One is in India, and the other one is in the Philippines. And we're excited for what God is doing through them. Next year, so the freshmen coming in this fall, they will be heading into Portugal or Israel. And we're also excited about what God's going to do through those opportunities. And so anyways, if you have any interest in that or want more information on this, talk to one of us at the end or grab some of our information in the very back. But it's an incredible opportunity to go on a short-term missions trip, that you can use what you've learned at Pure BI for the year. So this is for freshmen only, and for anyone who wants to come in. Now, I'm talking really fast because I know I only have so much time, right? And everyone has their lunches going at home. Something that's really unique, and we just made a partnership with Trinity Western University. And any of our four-year graduate students, so no matter what their program is, they can transfer into Trinity and do their master's program in leadership. So the neat part of this is that Trinity recognizes Pure BI as an incredible school for discipleship and character building. And they're well prepared for being leaders. And they want to partner with us in that sense and offer the leadership program, or leadership master's program there. So that's an awesome opportunity for us to be part of this. And who knows what other schools will partner with us in the future here. So this is for our current students, but also for any alumni who have gone through Pure BI. So if you graduated like me 15 years ago or even longer ago with a four-year program, this applies to you. And if you want more information on that, go to our website and you can find all the information you need to go into a master's program with Trinity. Now, some of you guys are very familiar with our school and know Waldy Neufeldt, our president. Waldy and Sharon have been with Pure BI for the last 29 years. He started on as faculty and then came on as our academic dean, and then 13 years ago he became our president and has served like that. He just turned 65. That's a big milestone for him. And with that, he has decided to retire from Pure BI and pursue other things. So with that, we want to celebrate Waldy and Sharon for their faithful work at Pure BI for 29 years. And we want to extend that celebration to you and invite you to come out to our barbecue on June 1st. That's just, I don't know, 3-4 weeks from now. And if you're in the area, if you know Waldy and Sharon, if you have any ties in there, this would be a great opportunity to come out and celebrate with us. We've been around for 85 years as a school. That's pretty unique. And Waldy and Sharon have been a big part of where we're at as a school. And we're also excited for what God's going to do beyond Waldy and Sharon. We know that God is faithful, and we know that many others have gone before us. So come and join us in a celebration if you're in the area and if it's possible for you. You can find more information on that on our website, and you can get your tickets through there. Now, I want to invite our students up, and I'll introduce them to you before they take the stage and do some performance here. And I will also ask them a little bit about how their experience at Pure BI has been. So as they come up here, I will, hopefully your mics are on, right? Yeah, we'll see. All right, they're just gonna do their mic test while we're at it. So if you hear a screech, it's we're doing this on purpose in a sense. This is Lacey. Lacey is from Valley View, Alberta. She just finished her first year at Pure BI. And coming back in the fall for her second year. Now, Lacey, just want to quickly ask you, Pure BI is pretty unique in its setting and its community and what it offers like that. Share a little bit about what it's been like for you.
Is this on? Yeah? Okay. Well, the community at Pure BI is something that's pretty different than lots of other places because it's so tight-knit. And so I thought it was going to be really hard coming into like a big group of people and making friends, but within the first week of school, I had made friends that were just as deep as some of the friends that I had made back home over my life, so that was pretty exciting. And there's just so many opportunities to build into each other's lives and grow together and learn together, We have these things called care groups. So it's a set group of people that meet at a set time. And we just talk about life. We talk about struggles. We build each other up. And it's just a really great learning opportunity. And just every opportunity is for discipleship. You can hang out after classes or go to sports games or eat together at meal times. And yeah, just a lot of time to spend together. And it's pretty awesome.
Really fun thing is that every time you ask students, you know, what's it like to be at PRBI, they often pull on community and share those stories before they'll talk about their classes. Not that classes aren't exciting or fun, it's just that what they leave is that Christian community and the value of that, and that's often what they take away. But it happens through their classes, and I know, Lacey, just really quickly here, what have you appreciated about classes?
So I grew up going to public school, so going to Bible school was pretty cool just to like learn about the Bible and learn about Jesus and God and practical ways that we can put that into our life. And yeah, so the classes have been pretty cool. I really like the Old Testament classes.
Most people come into PRBI and they think they know all the Bible stories really well, which is good, but suddenly we take them through the stories and say, wow, they actually all are connected. And there's a purpose for all the little stories and how God has a promise and a fulfillment in all of it. So yeah, it's really unique. Jonah, I'm going to jump over to you. Jonah is from Carsters, Alberta, and just finished his first year with us. Really excited to have you back next year again, Jonah, as you continue on. Jonah, you were part of one of our sports teams, and why don't you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I was part of the soccer team at the school there, and it's a really cool experience as we get to basically we meet as a team every week, a couple times a week for practice, building relationships there and building our skills as well. But then we also get to take what we're learning in school and everything else and take that to the soccer field in Grand Prairie in the men's league there and minister to the other teams there through our actions on the field as well as our interactions with the guys on the bench or before and after the game. So it's a really cool opportunity there.
Super. It's so important for us to actually apply what we're learning in the classroom, and sports is a huge part of that at PRBI, so we really appreciate you guys being a light in our community that way. So thank you, Jonah. Here in the blue shirt is Ryan. Ryan is from Houston, BC, and just finished his third year at PRBI and coming back next year as well and to finish his program. And Ryan, I know that discipleship has really been important to you over the last 3 years. Share a little bit with us what that's been like.
Well, the whole discipleship process at PRBI is a very main factor, I would say, of what my growth has been at the school. For the first couple years I was there, they pinned me up with somebody that was very similar in age to me and like in a very similar point in their faith to where I was. And so that kind of gave me the foundation what is discipleship really, and helped me to realize that I'm not the only one who's going through these problems, that there are people out there that are going through similar things to where I am. And that gave me a lot of confidence in who I am in God, and gave me the ability to actually reach out to people around me. But in particular, this past year, I was able to be a student leader at the school, and that gave me the opportunity to actually be in discipleship with one of the staff members. And that was a very unique experience because I was able to ask some of the questions that some of them, my peers that were not as educated would not be able to tell me the answer to. And so that really helped me to get some of the answers I was looking for in Scripture. But it also opened up my eyes to the fact that even though there are people that are older than us and more experienced than us in certain areas, that they're still also on the journey towards God and don't know all the answers to everything. And that really opened up my eyes to respect people that are older than me more and to realize that they're also my brothers and sisters, even though they may seem like they're way ahead of me. So,
yeah, we love doing discipleship with you guys. It's that's the best part about being a PRBI staff, is that we get to be involved in their lives so much here. So thank you, Ryan. right here in our white, in the white shirt, Justin. And Justin is all the way from Sexsmith, Alberta. Yeah. And his dad is one of the profs at the school and has been there almost 10 years. And I really appreciate Justin. And as he's kind of grown up at the school, now he has just finished his fourth year at PRBI, graduated just 2 weeks ago. And moving on. Justin, 4 years at PRBI. Share with us what that has kind of been like and some of the things that you've taken away from it and some of the highlights.
That's a lot of stuff. that would be legitimately my answer is just a lot. There's so much that I've taken away from the school, both in personal growth and spiritual growth, in healing that's been done by the school, the community, the classes, the profs, between me and my family especially. For me, that was a huge, huge thing that I took away from the school. The classes as well, some of my most favorite classes were practical application type classes, because I grew up in a Christian home. My dad was a pastor before he was a prof, so we could talk about this stuff all day, but if I didn't actually know how to live it, that was the problem. Mm-hmm. So I took that away from the school, and it's just been such an incredible experience to be in this type of a community where I can practice these things, practice living out faith practically. So
we're going to miss you, Justin, and I know you'll miss being at the school as well, but it's a good thing you're in Sexsmith, so you can pop by anytime, right?
Yeah, I'll come to terrorize the freshmen.
That's what we like, yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, guys. I really appreciate you guys sharing a little bit. While they're setting up the stage here, they're going to prepare to perform. I'll just explain a little bit what's going on. Setting
himself only hears one voice. It's the only voice I want him to hear. Because right now he's saying, "Do you see that one? I died for him. He's my brother. He's your son. And we love him more than you can possibly imagine." I think we could all stand and tune into that voice. The only voice that always tells us the truth. That voice is loud and clear throughout scriptures. On page after page, God himself tells us exactly who we are. And I want to speak some of those words over us. But first, will you open up your hands in a posture ready and willing to receive? And will you ask for God's help in helping you to tune into that one voice? Will you ask God to speak to you? For you are God's masterpiece. You have been created anew in Christ Jesus so you can do the good things he planned for you long ago. God showed his great love for you by sending his son to die for you while you were still a sinner. And you have been made right in God's sight through the blood of Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, God loves you and has chosen to make you his own. You are a child of God through faith in Christ Jesus. See how very much the Father loves you? For you, he calls you his child, and that is what you are.
God's voice is incredible. Yeah, it's powerful. He speaks louder than anything. We may be distracted, busy, whatever it is. May not even know sometimes what God's voice sounds like because there's too many other voices and noises around us. But the truth is that God can speak through that. And he will speak through and he'll remind you of who you are, that you're a child of him. And that he's a good father. We sang that earlier, that he is a good father. He's our creator. He's the one who calls us out. He calls us to him. And he's the one who says he's making a masterpiece out of us, no matter what. He's the greatest artist, and you're his canvas. He is allowed to paint his story on you. And you have a story, no matter what, and he will fill you so you can share that story and make a difference in your community. So we want to leave that with you guys as a church, that you've been encouraged in God's word and that he will continue to speak over you these truths about that you are loved and that he will use you for his glory's sake. And so, receive this truth. Meditate on it. Allow it to sink deep into your hearts today and the days to come. And we want to encourage you guys as a church to meet one another and to do discipleship. Speak these truths into each other. Remind each other. Keep each other accountable. And like that, we become an incredible light in the community. So thank you very much for letting us be here. And I'll turn this back over to the worship team. And let's give him praise for who he is and what he's doing in our lives and doing here in Peace River.